For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Welcome to Believe in the Ivy League, a look inside the ancient eight teams in the Ivy League in their upcoming games with all of the stats, trends, and analysis that you want to hear. And now, here's your host, Tom Barton.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Believe in the Ivy League. I am your host, Tom Barton, TomBartonSports.com. Go check me out at TomBartonSports.com. Over on YouTube, Tom Barton Sports, can use all of the likes and shares there. TomBartonSports.com, of course, and Tom Barton Sports over on X and Twitter. Well, guys, look, this is an NFL draft where I don't expect a lot of NFL kind of eyes to be looking at the Ivy League. There may be some very late picks that I didn't mention or I won't mention on this episode, but a lot of eyes and a lot of attention are going to one, and that is the offensive lineman from Yale, Kieran Amanjaji. And I got to tell you right now, this kid is an absolute beast. You're going to hear a lot about him. You're going to hear all of the people that probably didn't watch one single snap of this guy play all year long start to sing his praises, and you're going to start to hear the praises of how well he did. And I don't believe, even through all of this, that people are giving him credit. What I continue to hear, and look, there are some people out there with good comparisons of Cam Robinson, which is, I think, is a pretty fair comparison. But always attached to it is, well, it's an FCS school. Well, it's an Ivy League school. You sort of don't make too much about it. And I really think that that's slighting what he has done. Look, I'll give you the stats first, right? In 2022, 666 snaps, four hurries, one hit. 2023, he only had a shortened season, right? So 234 snaps, five hurries, no hits, no sacks. No sacks through 2 years. So no sacks through 2 years. We're talking upwards of 900 guys, snaps. In the last 2 years, no sacks, one hit. One hit. That's it. So he is dynamic, and you can tell me that's the FCS. You can tell me that the Ivy League. You know how we feel about that here. His story is fantastic, right? Two parents coming over from Africa. He was going to be he was an intern. He was going to be an investment banker. He didn't even know if this was going to pan out. I mean, the guy really, at first, was nothing but a basketball player. So you hear these stories of just these freak athletes coming along, and that's what he is in the best sense of the word. 6'5", 326 pounds, and that's exactly what he is. Now, he did not test at the combine. So I thought, just from watching him and, you know, speaking to you guys and having this show and everything, I did believe in my mind that this was a player that could be an early pick. And when I say early pick, look, for the Ivy Leagues, that is round 1, 2, 3, 4. I then started to buy into even more of the hype and more of the hype and more of the hype. And I continued to buy in and say, you know what? I actually think he might be maybe even into the late second round. That's where I thought that maybe his ceiling would be. Now, he didn't go to the combines. And I thought that's going to hurt him because he's from an FCS school, because we know what they look at when they look at the Ivy Leagues. So he didn't test there, but here's what he has. He has huge upper body strength. He is a big dude, but he's got quickness and quick feet, right? Which make him an excellent run blocker, but he's also a good pass blocker because he does move really well for the size that he has. He also has, obviously, a very high football IQ. We know, obviously, going to Yale, you're going to have an IQ anyway, but there's a difference between just an IQ and a football IQ, and he's got that high football IQ. He also has an all-day motor. Now, you normally ask with an offensive lineman, you know, how is their motor? Meaning, How much are they going, and does he have a mean streak? I saw both. You know, there were a couple of games, particularly 2 years ago, where you saw almost that mean streak come out on the football field. And when that mean streak comes out, all of a sudden you go, oh, wait a minute. Okay, that's when he can turn into a Cam Robinson type of guy. The motor's there. The IQ's there. This body strength. Everything that you like from this player is there. Now, you can tell me that he's going to be a guard, and I think that he can. So you have to have the quickness and the speed, being that size, to wrap around and pull. And the pulling guard is more and more utilized now than ever in the game. So I think that when you look at that, this is a player that is going to rise. Now, again, if he went to the combines, I think he could have been as high as maybe a second-round pick, late second. I think he's going to go to the third or the fourth, but someone's going to get a steal here. And you start to think about some of the new coaches that are eyeing and really prioritizing offensive line and where he may land. Look, he dominated. I mean, he absolutely dominated when he was out there, right? But who was he against? So you have to get somebody that goes, okay, you know, is he a tackle? Is he a guard? First of all, what is he going to be? Where is he going to be? He played right guard as a freshman. Then he moved to left tackle in 2022. He was an all-Ivy team first selection in 2023. He had that quad injury, right? That did require surgery. So he's got some things against him. Quad injury that required surgery, of course, is going to hurt him. He's from Yale. But look, it's just reality. It's going to hurt him. He skipped the combines. That's a problem. But Senior Bowl Executive Director Jim Nagy said his staff ranked him as the only player below the top division of college football with a chance to be selected on the second day of the draft. Look, I think that he could go even higher than that. Maybe it's just my Ivy League glasses, but I really do believe that that is something that he can shoot for. I look at two teams to me. Look, every team's going to have a shot, but two teams I'm prioritizing middle round, we're going to say, versatile, big-bodied guys in the offensive line. And that is the Los Angeles Chargers with Jim Harbaugh. If you watched, he gave an interview recently, and Harbaugh just did nothing but rave about the offensive lineman. He had a great quote, and I'm paraphrasing here, where he said, everybody else on the field needs someone else to do a good job. Quarterback needs a wide receiver to do their job. He needs an offensive lineman to do their job. A wide receiver needs a quarterback to get him the ball. Running back needs the offensive line. On defense, you know, the upfront guys need the cornerbacks. The cornerbacks need some pressure for the upfront guys. Everybody needs a safety back there. The safety's coming out. Everybody on the field needs somebody. He said, except the offensive line. The offensive lineman could do their job with the help of nobody else other than the offensive line. And he's completely right. I think Harbaugh is a guy that would love to take a chance at somebody like this. Let's call him an athletic freak again, somebody that would be able to go into his system, understand the system, and grasp it pretty quickly. And I think that the Chargers might be a landing destination for him. Another one that I am close to, I'm a Bears fan, just to put it out there, I think the Chicago Bears are a team that absolutely would be looking for this. The Bears had a top 30 visit with him, so there's obviously, but by the way, so did Cleveland and Washington. So there's obviously some interest there. Cleveland and Washington in the same boat, okay? The Bears make a lot of sense, though. The Bears are in a position where you look at this and you go, you know, you have a couple of players on the Bears that they may be okay. And the offensive line might be okay. So you don't want to go draft a first or, you know, even a second rounder if you feel like they're okay in that spot. But all of a sudden you go, a guy like Braxton Jones, maybe he's about ready to move on. Maybe we want to bring in some competition for him. Maybe we want a guy that you can kind of plop into different positions and be that all offensive line sort of backup. That is an interesting scenario. So I think that he goes day two. I don't think he goes, you know, sixth round. I don't even know if he lasts till the fifth. I could have argued as high as the lower second round, I'm sorry, upper second round, if he had done the combine work. If he didn't get the injury, I think we would have been talking about a second round pick. Because no combine work, because of the small school, I think he's back into the fourth round. Maybe that goes into the fifth. And there are some teams. Look, Chargers and Bears are the two that are looking and jumping out at me. I know Washington and Cleveland have to be in the mix as well. And just about anybody's going to be looking for an offensive lineman in this spot with his skill set. But all eyes are on him. And I'm telling you, this is a good one, guys. It's good for the Ivy Leagues. It's good for Yale. It's going to be good for whatever team picks him. I think he's going to be an absolute stud in the NFL. And he's going to be a starter in 2 years. All right, that's going to do it for me. Next week, I'll touch on a couple of more things in the NFL draft, and we will get back into some Ivy League baseball. We'll take account where everybody sits and the big games coming up. All that and more next week. I'm Tom Barton for TomBartonSports.com. Have a good day.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.